Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something really fun and very useful in drum and bass production. A retro rave DJ intro sequence with that 90s-inspired darkness. Think old school jungle, tape-worn warehouse energy, and that classic feeling like the track is already coming out of a club system, somewhere in the distance. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping this beginner-friendly. The goal is not to write the full track yet. The goal is to build a 16-bar intro that creates mood, tension, and enough space for a DJ to mix into it. In DNB, that intro is not just filler, it's part of the personality of the tune. It tells the listener, yep, this is going somewhere heavy. So first, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a classic old-school jungle starting point, 172 BPM is a great choice. Then create a clean 16-bar section in the arrangement view. Keep your track layout simple. Let's use just 5 tracks: drums, atmosphere, music or chords, bass tees, and effects. That simple setup helps a lot. When your session is tidy, your decisions get faster and your intro feels more intentional. In this style, we're building layers and stages, not throwing everything in at once. Let's start with atmosphere. This is where the vibe begins. Drag in a pad, a vocal texture, a synth note, or use one of Ableton's stock instruments like Wavedable or Analog. Hold a dark chord, and keep it spacious. Minor harmony works really well here, so something like D minor or F minor is a solid place to start. Now shape that sound so it feels like a faded rave memory instead of a clean pop pad. Put EQ 8 first and high pass the low end, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If it sounds muddy, gently reduce the 250 to 500 Hz area. If there's any harshness, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. Then add a reverb with a long decay, maybe 4 to 8 seconds, and keep the dry slash wet somewhere around 20 to 40%. A tiny bit of pre-delay, around 10 to 25 milliseconds, helps the sound breathe. If the pad still feels too polished, add a little saturation. Saturator works great here. Just a few dB of drive and soft clip turned on can give it that worn, gritty edge. You want this atmosphere to feel like it came from a dusty tape or a dark club recording, not a shiny modern trance intro. Next, let's bring in the breakbeat. This is where the jungle DNA starts showing up. Use a breakbeat sample, ideally something with that old-school amen style energy. You can keep it in one piece for now or slice it later if you want more control. The key thing at the start is not to fully expose it. Put auto filter on the break and use a low-pass filter. Start with the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 300 to 800 Hz, with a little resonance. That way the break is present, but still mysterious. You're teasing the drums instead of launching into full power immediately. A great beginner move is to keep the break mostly steady for the first 8 bars, then start opening it up in bars 9 to 16. You can also add a few extra chopped hits later in the intro, if you want more movement. Even one small snare variation or a ghost kick can make the whole thing feel more alive. Remember, in jungle and old school DNB, the intro often hints at the break instead of fully revealing it. That delayed reveal is what makes the drop hit harder later. Now let's add a chord stab or synth hook. This is your rave reference point. It might be a sampled rave chord, a short stab from Wavedable, or even a resampled piano or organ sound processed into something darker. Keep it short and punchy. If you're using Wavedable, keep the shape simple. Use a saw or square-based sound, a short amp envelope, a medium filter cutoff, and maybe a little detune for thickness. Then clean it up with EQ8 by cutting low frequencies below about 150 to 200 Hz. Add a touch of saturator if you want it to feel rougher. A little auto filter automation over the 16 bars can help it evolve without becoming busy. Place the stab sparingly, maybe one hit right at bar 1, a variation at bar 5, and a stronger or slightly different hit around bar 13. That gives you a call and response feel with the drums, and it keeps the intro moving without cluttering the mix. Now for the bass tees. This is important. Do not write the full drop bassline yet. Just suggest it. Use Wavedable, Analog, or a resampled bass sound and keep it simple. One or two notes is enough. Short phrases, dark tone, and mostly low-end energy below 200 Hz, with enough mid-range harmonics to be heard on smaller speakers. A good chain here is instrument, then saturator with a moderate amount of drive, then a QA to keep it from getting too bright, and utility if you need to keep the low-end mono. If you want a darker texture, use a restyle approach with two slightly detuned oscillators and a bit of filter movement. Keep it low in the mix. Bring the bass tees in later, around bars 9 to 16. That way the intro evolves instead of looping the same idea from start to finish. You want it to feel like a promise of the drop, not the drop itself. Now let's make the intro feel like a real DJ in sequence by adding FX. This is where the atmosphere becomes cinematic. Use things like vinyl distortion, reverb, delay, auto filter, reverse hits, and noise textures. Ableton stock tools are more than enough. A simple FX chain could be auto filter into reverb into delay, then utility at the end. Automate the filter cutoff so it gradually rises over the intro. You can start around 200 Hz and slowly open it up toward 2 to 5k Hz as you get closer to the drop. Increase reverb slightly in the last two bars, add a reverse crash around bar 15 or 16, and maybe bring in a bright noise sweep that grows over time. Just be careful not to overdo the effects. Indeed, NB, too much wash can blur the groove. Effects should support the tension, not steal the spotlight from the drums. Now let's shape the arrangement in four-bar phrases. This is a huge part of making the intro feel professional. DNB listeners and DJs feel these sections in blocks of 4 and 8 bars, so your intro should evolve naturally in those chunks. A simple structure could be this. Bars 1 to 4, atmosphere plus filtered break plus a very light chord stab. Bars 5 to 8, add a second stab or a small drum variation. Bars 9 to 12, let the bass tease come in and open the filter a little. Bars 13 to 16, raise the tension, bring in more FX, and set up the final lead into the drop. One very useful beginner rule is to change at least one thing every 4 bars. It doesn't need to be dramatic. Maybe it's a new hit, a filter move, a reverse swell, or a tiny drum variation. That little movement stops the intro from feeling looped. Now let's clean up the low end. This matters a lot. Since this is an intro, you want controlled bass, not a giant wall of low frequencies from the start. Use EQ8 on your atmosphere, chords, and FX to cut everything below about 100 to 200 Hz. Keep the sub energy reserved for the bass tees. If the break sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. For the bass tees, use utility to keep the low end mono if needed. And while you're checking the balance, don't just listen to the whole mix. Mute the atmosphere for a second and listen to the drums and bass tees by themselves. Ask yourself, does the groove still speak clearly? If yes, you're in a good place. Also, don't rush into heavy compression or limiting. Leave some headroom. A DJ-style intro should breathe. That space is part of what makes the eventual drop hit so hard. Now for the final 1 to 2 bars, we want a little pre-drop fill. This is the moment where the intro becomes a proper lead-in. You can use a snare roll, a short break fill, a crash with a reverse hit, or a pitch-down effects tail. Keep it simple and effective. Even duplicating a snare hit and tightening the spacing across the last bar can do the job. If you want a classic feel, use 8th notes or 16th notes, open the filter a bit more, and give the last hit a touch of reverb. The listener should feel the drop arriving right after bar 16, like the door is opening into the main section. A few quick teacher-style tips before you finish this sketch. If your intro feels weak, check the mid-range, not just the bass. A lot of old-school darkness lives between 300 Hz and 2k Hz. Also, if a sound feels too modern, reduce the brightness and add a little saturation or resampling so it sits more like a sample pulled from a rave tape. And remember, contrast is your best friend here. Dry versus wet, filtered versus open, sparse versus dense. If you want to push this further, try some variations. You could start with a pad and then swap to a shorter, stabby version halfway through. You could let the breakbeat wake up gradually, starting with just tops and snare before the kick gets more exposed. You could even fake a drop out for half a bar, leave only FX and reverb tail, then bring the intro back for one last hit. That kind of contrast is pure drama in drum and bass. Here's the main idea to remember. A retro rave DJ intro is a mixing tool first and a musical hook second. If a DJ could beat match over it easily, you're probably doing it right. Keep it dark, keep it controlled, and let the arrangement breathe in 4-bar phrases. For practice, try building your own 16-bar intro in 15 minutes using only stock Ableton tools. Choose your tempo, add one atmosphere, one filtered breakbeat, one chord stab, one bass tease, and 2 FX elements. Automate at least 2 things, like filter cutoff and reverb dry/wet. Make sure something changes at bars 5, 9, and 13. When you're done, ask yourself 3 questions. Does it feel like a DJ intro? Does the drop feel more powerful because of the setup? And can I hear the darkness without overcrowding the mix? If the answer is yes, then you're on the right track. And honestly, once you get this formula down, you can reuse it for rollers, jungle, and heavier DNB ideas over and over again. That's the power of a strong intro. It sets the whole tune in motion.